voice of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they
could, but they
can't. Right. And with me tonight is, of course, Bud Dickman, along with Robert Leonard, as we explore those places that other talk shows wish they could go to, but they can't. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we'll be discussing sports. And what a sporting weekend it has been. Those of you who follow hockey, you're well aware that the Los Angeles Kings won the Stanley Cup. I probably wouldn't even mention the Stanley Cup were it not for the fact that my hometown is Los Angeles. We broadcast from the from Southern California, from the L.A. area. And it was indeed a very, very big story tonight as the L.A. Kings win the Stanley Cup. This is the first time that this has happened in the history of that team. So a big congratulations goes out to the Kings. 45 years since they started in the National Hockey League. You know, I could go on and on and on and on, man, because I got all kinds of background on that, just in terms of hockey, you know, because I still remember my car breaking down on the Harbor Freeway going to a Kings-Seals game. The Seals don't even exist anymore, and almost getting mugged as I went for gas. So that's what a fan I was at one time.
But I probably also broke you from being a fan.
Yeah, that stopped me from being a fan. Thank you, Robert. That's a good point. It's also stopped me from being a fan because I didn't want to get mugged no more. All right, we're going to be talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, as I mentioned, about a sporting weekend that started off pretty sour. And it started off sour because the favorite and a horse that had won the first two jewels, as they say, in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, I'll Have Another, was, of course, ready to run in the Belmont. That is the third jewel of the Triple Crown of horse racing. And I'll Have Another on Friday was scratched by trainer Doug McNeil and by the owner because there was an inflamed tendon that the animal had. Ted Bell is going to be talking with us about that because it was something that didn't quite go over very well. It didn't go over, I imagine, for a whole lot of people who are in the restaurant business, people who rely on their bar business. But we'll talk to Ted Bell here and get the specifics on that as to exactly what it did to his business. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll bring up Ted's out there.
Down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and enjoy a great sporting, as Phil said, we had a good sporting weekend. There's still great sports to be enjoyed. We've got the NBA. It's all happening at Ted's of Beverly Hills, here in Beverly Hills.
But this weekend wasn't too good, huh?
Well, let me tell you about this weekend, and thank you, Phil, for having me on your program, and I appreciate everyone that's listening tonight. Let me tell you what happened this weekend. It's a very simple thing, and it's something that I think a lot of business owners are going to have to deal with as we get more and more involved as businesses. We get involved with these social activists, because what happened this past weekend it was an assault, I think, on businesses across this country. The horse that you mentioned, I'll Have Another, was scheduled to go in the Belmont. And as you also mentioned, Phil, this was the third jewel, if you will, of the Triple Crown. We were excited about it. We expected a very, very big crowd here at the restaurant, particularly in the prime rib room, which is where we have most of the televised sporting events. We had a special menu made up. We had really prepared, I think, for an exciting weekend and certainly an exciting Saturday afternoon. We got the news on Friday that this animal, I'll Have Another, was scratched because of some medical veterinary reason. And what was going to be one of the bigger weekends I think the Ted's of Beverly Hills would have, and as we get closer to the summer months, you know, baseball begins to come into play. This is a great time, though, because you have hockey and basketball, but never, ever, ever have we ever had at our restaurant an event as significant as what would have happened on Saturday had there not been a breaking of trust between the American people and horse racing. And
well, when you say a breaking of trust, that's an interesting. What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you what I mean. This animal was supposed to run in the Belmont. This I'll have another, and it did. And
right, because the horse was injured.
The horse was injured the way horses are injured. There was no broken bone. This was an animal that...
All right, well, if I could interrupt, Ted, you're saying...
What I'm telling you is the animal needed to go out onto that track and run that race because the point of no return had been reached. You don't pull a horse from a race that is the first shot at a Triple Crown. I mean, look, I know there have been other horses that have had a shot at a Triple Crown, but this was another shot at the Triple Crown. And there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since 1978. Count them. 1978. That's a lot of years. That's 34. That's, what is that? 34 years out of a man's life. That's 34 years out of my life. I was an 18-year-old kid, Phil, in 1978. And now I am a 50, you know, I don't like to say my age, but I'm 50-something. I can't...
Well, you'd be 51. 52?
I don't know. Yeah. Is that the math? Because I really don't...
You don't even know how old you are.
Yes, of course I do, but it's nothing that I like to think about. And why would I want to think about it? When, especially when something like this happens. So let me just get to the point. The point is this.
I got to ask you a question here. What are you expecting? What were you expecting to happen if the horse is injured?
Look at Phil. The horse, it may be injured. There's a lot of injuries that a lot of horses and a lot of people may suffer. But there are worse things that happen if you don't run a horse, especially an animal that a thoroughbred horse. Is an animal that is going to get agitated. It is going to get unruly. It's not going to behave in a way that is safe for the people around it if you don't run that horse. Now, I understand the concern of this trainer and this owner by pulling the horse out of the race. And what they're saying is that the horse is not going to run again. I don't know. What I'm telling them is I got a business to run. Okay.
Well, you're talking though about risking the death of this animal, but
how? What are you talking about?
Well, if you run an animal that is injured like that, and perhaps he's so weak he breaks a leg, sometimes they'll destroy a horse because you know how horses are. They're not going to be very good in surgery. They're going to they may injure themselves more when they're coming out of anesthesia, and that's it depends.
Well, I don't know, Phil. You're talking about. I've seen horses go into surgery all the time. I'm not asking to. I'm not asking anything, and I wouldn't be asking this were it not for the Triple Crown, okay? Now, let me just explain something.
Well, I know what the Triple Crown is.
Well, I know you know, but let me just tell your audience. Before Seattle slew, what was the one?
Secretariat?
Secretariat. Before Secretariat won the Triple Crown, there hadn't been a winner since 1948. 1948, Phil. Think about it. I mean, do you understand the day after day after day of waiting around? If you're a horse racing fan and you're waiting around and you're waiting around and you're waiting around and the time begins to drag on and the days go by like it's water torture and you show up at the track and it's almost if you could look at a horse racing fan, it's like a big stack, a big pile of cigarette butts almost as tall as him, as he waits day in and day out for a Triple Crown winner. Then finally the day came, 1973, and you know the story, Seattle, I forget the name.
Secretariat, man. Don't you know the name of the horse?
Yeah, I do, Phil. Please don't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Secretariat. Doesn't matter if it was Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit won the Triple Crown, or I guess it didn't, huh?
Seabiscuit did not win the Triple Crown, no.
Anyway, now you get three Triple Crown winners in the 70s. You had Secretariat, Seattle Slew, and Affirmed, and here comes now the year 2012. There hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since 1978. And again, day in and day out, lagging over and over, until finally you are asking yourself, is there ever going to be that time when I'm going to have the opportunity to see a Triple Crown? And finally the day came. And what happened? They pulled the horse out because it had an inflamed tendon. I'm not saying that the animal had to win the race. I'm saying the animal needed to give it a good shot. They needed to put that animal in the race. They needed to make that animal run, because there's people like Ted Bell out here. I had customers. There were people anticipating this event. It's more than just a horse racing event. It's a sports event. It's a sporting event. So you got people coming to your restaurant. And
what you're saying is that you are risking the health and welfare of an animal of this caliber. It's a very expensive investment, horses, thoroughbred horses, and you're risking the literal life of this animal so that your business doesn't suffer.
Let me ask you something. This is a horse. This is not a human being.
No, I know that, but some people would consider it inhumane.
Well, how is it inhumane if you're just asking for the animal to show up on the track? We have gotten to the point now in this society where we are afraid, because PETA may be around the corner, to ask a horse to come out of the stable and just get into the gate and stand there.
Why are you agitated about this?
Phil, I'm agitated because it cost me a lot of money, it cost me business, it cost me customers, and I wound up looking like a solid gold 24-carat ass. A 24-carat solid gold ass on Saturday, when there wasn't any real race. It was the Belmont. Who cares about the Belmont? I'll tell you who cares. How about nobody? Not if it doesn't mean
Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown. Thank you. I will tell you that the people that own that horse, PETA, there's a lot of people involved here that have devastated my business. Devastated it.
And well, what do you mean devastated it?
Well, I can tell you, for instance, tonight the Kings won the Stanley Cup. I had no interest at all in going in. I had no interest in promoting the Kings. We didn't care whether we had customers or not. I didn't care because I had the wind taken out of me by this episode with this I'll Have Another. Ordinarily, I'd go in, I'd say, let's go Kings, let's get some bar business going here, let's get the fans in, let's turn the TVs on. I could care less because I had my guts kicked in by this horse. And so I asked with the greatest of respect, I asked with the greatest of sincerity, but I still ask that someone needs to look into this. Someone needs to hear from me, Ted Bell, and other restaurateurs, other bar owners, about what this meant when that guy yanked that horse. And we got to start getting serious here about what it means to small businesses in a recession, because you're afraid that a horsey, and excuse me for being sarcastic, Bill, but you know, that a horsey's going to have a sore leg. It doesn't mean the horse is going to die.
So you're telling me you would have been happy if the horse just would have come out onto the track and stood there in the gate?
I would have been, yes, if they'd made an effort. If they'd made an effort to get that animal out of that stable and quit feeding it hay and sitting there and reading its storybook. You know what they do with animals now, these thoroughbreds, they'll sit with it overnight and read it fairy tales, and not that the animal understands, but that's what they do. You know,
well, all right, so you're saying they mollycoddle these horses. All right, I got to take a break, okay?
We got to take a break for what?
For commercials. Hold on. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills with us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I'd like to find out what it is he wants, because his business, he said, he had his guts kicked in by the fact that the Belmont did not take place, and that they, the owners of the trainer of that horse should have at least had the animal out on the track ready to make a run. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I know that a lot of you showed up tonight to watch the Kings game, and I'm sorry I was not in the mood. And to be honest with you, the Kings are...
Ted, that's your commercial.
I understand that. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, well, during the commercial, you just plug. You can say what you want to say, and you know...
You know what? As long as I've been doing this, as long as I've been on your program, I understand that. But that commercial, the little space they give you in the commercial, is not enough for me to say what I need to say.
And well, you should be using that just to talk about the restaurant.
I understand that, Phil. I understand that. But that's not what I want to do. I want to talk about the restaurant, but I also want to talk about Ted Bell and what I fought through in my life and what my father fought through to make something of this restaurant so that it is more than just some dump. And excuse me for being as sharp as I am this evening, but I don't want to just run some toilet like some of these steakhouses where it's the bar is a meat market where women are picked up like they're whores, excuse me for saying that, and the food, you know, the onion rings are soggy and the meat, you could smell it getting out of your car and it isn't a good smell.
You're angry tonight, and I understand that, but we want to get to the bottom of why, and I know it's because...
Well, I told you why. It's because they pulled the horse.
I understand that, but there's got to be more to it than just the fact that you lost bar business.
No, there's nothing. There's what happened to the spirit of competition is what I'm trying to say.
All right, let me get some calls here. Our number 877-876-PHIL is we're talking here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about the ill-fated Belmont. Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles, as a lot of people would say. Here is Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, sir.
Ted, I believe the last time you were on your show, or the last time I listened and you were on your show,
yes, sir.
You were selling hoodies out of your gift shop amidst situation down in Florida. And I had no problem with that.
That's wrong. We were selling the hoodies before that situation in Florida took place.
But okay. You were plugging them as the result.
Yeah. But either way, I had
Paul, I want to hear what you have to say, Paul. I really do, but I want to say something to Phil. I had calmed that man down, and then you jumped in with your big mouth.
Me?
And then on the fact that I'll have another was physically unable to run in the race. And I don't understand why you can't grasp that situation. And besides... I don't think you lost that much money, Ted, because word on the street is the specials in your prime rib room are probably relatives of our having
on the street.
If you get my drift.
Word on the street, huh? Let me say this. First of all, you can get a horse out on a track, trot him up to the gate, put the jockey silks on the little man, you know, the jockey. And, look at that, there's all having, isn't that too bad, the horse can't run. Boom, enough said, problem solved. People say, well, at least he gave it a shot. But in our society today, even the horses have no guts. You know what I mean? Today we got little leaguers that you can't keep score because they might get their feelings hurt if somebody hits a home run. We got all this stuff. Now the horses, you can't even get them on the track. You say I lost business. I didn't lose business. Yes, I did. I had people here. People were going to show up to watch
Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown.
Well, what if they had put him in? What if they had put the horse in the race, and people betted on him, and he lost terribly because of the injury? Don't you think there would have been a problem with that?
Yeah, they would have lost money.
No, what the man's saying.
No, I know what he's saying.
No, there's stewards who are going to look into this and say, "Well, why'd you bring the animal out?"
Right.
No. What I'm trying to tell you guys is, okay, all right, you're right. There could be a problem. So how about if you do this? You bring the horse out. Look at that. He's hurt. All bets are off. You know, scratch him.
They still put their money down.
You know something?
Right.
You
That's
guys
what
don't
happened.
Get it.
They scratched him.
They're going to scratch him, Ted, no matter what. And scratching him at that late a date as he's going into the gate, now everybody's put their money down. They're not going to get their money back.
Give them a refund.
You don't give refunds, man.
You don't give refunds.
Not in paramutual betting. You're not going
to
do.
Have you ever been to a racetrack, Dan?
Yes, sir. I have a box at Hollywood Park.
Well, when's the last time you got a refund on a bet?
Right. Let me tell you guys something. What is happening here, and I think it's interesting, is you guys are lining up rock solid behind this nag. And does anybody want to help Ted Bell? No. Who's the human? I am. Who's the horse? The horse. And who are you guys? Whose back do you guys have? And you're not even getting his back. It's his ass. That's what you stand behind when you stand behind a horse, don't you? Phil, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, why are you guys standing behind a horse ass? It's death. Forget it.
Well, Ted, right, listen, I'll tell you what I'll try to do. I'll let my friends in California know about your place. And
very good. Thank you very much, Paul. We got to take a break. Thanks. 877-876-PHIL.
I am not trying to say anything other than support business. And they sure as hell didn't do that.
We're going to be back with Ted Bell. Should you run an injured horse just so that people don't lose money on the promotions in their bars and their pool rooms and all of the places with big screen TVs? World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back right after these
Phil Hendry messages.
All right.
We've got prime rib all day roasted. It is as tender as a mother's heart. It's as sweet and as juicy as anything you've ever put your lips. Well, I don't have enough time to.
Somebody's got to rewrite the copy for you. And we shouldn't be talking about this on the air.
What?
Well, I shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't have to be coaching you on the air, and I'm not blaming you. I'm saying that perhaps our copywriting people ought to get with you.
No, I like to ad lib, and I think that's what makes our restaurant. I think it's attractive to people if I tell people from the heart. But that's what I'm telling you right now. It's funny that we're talking about from the heart because no one wants to understand me. I know the problems with the horse. I understand that. But do you get, Phil? Are you understanding that when you hype something as much as they hype the Kentucky, the what is this race?
The Belmont.
What's the Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby was the first.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The Kentucky Derby, which is, all right, that's in Kentucky, right?
Yes, in Louisville, Churchill Downs.
All right. Because one of the things that people don't understand with the Triple Crown is you've got a lot of people out there listening to you right now. They don't know horse racing from, they don't know it from learning Mandarin Chinese. As far as they're concerned, it's as foreign a sport as anything you've ever seen or heard of in your life. For a lot of people, horse racing is as bizarre and foreign as curling. For a lot of people, horse racing...
I understand.
What do you mean enough?
No, well, I understand what you're saying.
You grew up in a horse racing town, Phil. And
Okay, but the point here is that the horse was not able to run. You feel like you have lost a lot of money. Have you been able to quantify how much?
I figure that we lost the bar. We lost a good day's bar. It was going to far exceed anything that we've seen on a Super Bowl Sunday. Phil, we're talking in the tens of thousands of dollars that we lost. And we lost it because a couple of people who are maybe knuckling under to PETA, who don't know what their priorities are, who've got more loyalty to a four-legged animal. I understand that. I certainly do. I like animals. But I've got a business to run. I've got a business to run.
Look, these guys don't know you from Adam. Why should they care?
Why? Well, if you don't understand that, if you know that there are guys, I'm going to ask you a question. If you know that there are people out there who've got bars and restaurants who are relying on the business that's going to come in on a Saturday afternoon to watch a horse race that means the Triple Crown for the first time in 34 years, all right? Now, understand that. The Triple Crown, the first time in 34 years, you have a horse, and you're going to pull that horse aware of the fact that that's going to sink some businesses. That may be the thing that is the thread that is keeping a guy from continuing in business and having to pull the plug on his business in the middle of a recession, watch it go right straight down the sewer as he fires people. Are you going to pull that horse out of a race?
If what happened...
No. I'm sorry, Phil, but...
I'm trying to answer.
Well, you're going... It doesn't sound like you know. I'm asking you, yes or no? Are you going to pull that horse?
Yes.
You're going to pull that horse out of the race knowing that Ted Bell, that I'm going to possibly lose tens of thousands of dollars, that I may even have to lay off a waitress, because I did put on extra staff.
Yes, I would.
Oh, boy. What an ass.
So we're into name-calling now, huh?
Well, Phil, You're being serious.
Yes, I'm being serious because I don't know about your business. All I know is my business in that instance would be horse racing, and I only know what's best for the animal involved. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me on. Ted, wanted to ask you, how much would you say, just a rough guesstimation about how much your whole entire net worth is?
Well, that's none of your business.
Sure. I mean,
the gentleman's going to make, he's making a point.
Well, it's still none of his business.
Let's say, for instance, your net worth is fairly high, around $1.5 million. Okay?
Oh, no, it's way more than that. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? That's way more than that. Are you kidding? My home is worth more than that.
I will tell you
this much. I'm in California. I'm in California, so right away, and I own a business. So right away, you're going to have to, you're not even in the ballpark until you get to $5 million, and you're still not in the ballpark.
Oh, all right. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so that was just a hypothetical. What I'm trying to tell you, Ted, is that the horse has value beyond the race. Okay, it's won the Kentucky Derby, and on top of that, it's won the Preakness. Now, for a horse who has only won the Derby, one leg of the Triple Crown, its siring services to create other horses of his bloodline is immense, enormous.
Wait, hold on. What's he talking about? What are you talking about?
He's talking about siring. In other words, put it, stud.
Breeding. I'm talking about breeding the horses to create a foal from this horse.
Okay, so there you go. Exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You got an animal that you were already reading nursery rhymes to. Now, guess what? Oh, and so we're going to have you have sex with horses.
Okay,
when does it end?
You lose. Ted loses a couple $1,000 from a bad business night. But if they run that horse and it collapses, that horse is going to die. And they're going to lose millions of dollars. Oh, yes, it is. If a horse collapses and breaks a leg,
forget about Ted Bell. What about all the other guys that own bars and restaurants? We're talking about a national, and we're talking about jobs, human beings, humans.
If you're
not horses, not dogs, not cats.
If your restaurant hangs on such a thread between being in the black and being in the red that you have to rely on one night. And a horse
of such things, some businesses are made or break.
Sir.
Well, excuse me. We're in the middle. Yeah, buddy, I've been in this business a long time, okay? Don't tell me. And we're in a recession, okay? And, I've done a very good job running this restaurant, but right now I'm getting my ass kicked, okay? This recession is squeezing me like I'm a rag. All I need is to get well.
That.
And
I
was meeting one
fat
day.
I'm not impressed with your abilities.
And I can tell you right now.
I can sweep floors. I'd do anything to help you, Ted, but I'm telling you, man.
I'm not interested in having you anywhere near my restaurant. I'm not interested in your help. I know what I'm doing.
Man, I've heard
and
about
what I'm
your
doing is,
ribs and your steaks. I've always wanted to come out and eat there, but, man, I'm all the way here in Kentucky.
You're never going to be able to come out and eat in my restaurant because you won't get in the door. Do you understand? I'm going to take one look at you and I'll realize where you're from. You're from out of state. You're not just from out of state. You're from a state where when you're in the state, you're out of state. So,
all right, okay, so the point
like,
being what?
The point that I'm trying to make is this, that I don't need the hillbilly here telling me how to run my business. I know what I'm doing. And these guys that were supposed to have it.
This guy made a very good point about the horses, okay?
What point?
He's saying that there's a lot of money involved in horse racing and that there's a lot of money to be lost in horse racing.
And I'm telling you that there's a lot of people out there. Forget it. Do you know that I walked into this restaurant tonight so depressed and down in the mouth and feeling so low? Just, I felt so low. I felt lower than that. You know the old joke, I felt lower than whale do. Okay? Okay, Chris, is he still there?
Ted, there's
when a whale goes to the bathroom. That's how low I felt. And yet I came in just as I was supposed to. I sat down, I looked at my customers, and for the first time in years, when I looked at all those faces, I just got sick to my stomach because they're not helping me. What would have helped me is that horse. And I would have been glad to look at a horse's ass on Saturday if that... Oh, well.
You know, you are really bumming, man, and...
Yeah, man, I am. I'm bumming, man. I can tell you this, Phil. You know, I walked in tonight...
No, but you're not listening or you're not getting the essential point of... When a man owns a business, for instance, you tonight, you're very fixated on your business.
Yes.
Okay. Then why can't the man who owns I'll Have Another or the trainer, why can't they fixate on their business?
What?
Why can't they be as focused on what the ups and downs of their business will result in as you are with yours? And if they're so single-minded and they're saying, well, this horse, I can't run this horse, it's going to hurt me. And
right, but what about me?
Are you well, who are you thinking about?
Boy, you know something, Phil, you really ought to lay down or something, man.
What do you mean lay down? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm trying.
You're worried about your business.
See, I can tell right now that you know, you're hyperventilating.
No, wait, hold on for a minute. Are you worried about your business?
Yes.
Okay. Why can't other people worry about their business?
I'm not saying they can't.
All right, well, that's what these guys were doing with the horse.
Well, they were worrying about their business at the expense of me walking in here tonight, looking at long-standing customers, people that I've loved, people that I call my friends, and I look into their faces tonight, and I just as soon take a gun and do a spree killing. I should have said.
Good Lord!
Well, that's how bad I felt.
Man.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
Well, Ted, that's about the most extreme thing I've ever heard.
I was so depressed after watching those guys pull that horse out on Saturday, even though when I walked in, Karen says to me, who's working, she's working the hostessing tonight, she says, oh, the King's won. And I said, I couldn't give a, and I used a foul, I said, I couldn't give a blank, blank, MF, this, and C, S, and all of that. I said, go C and S.
You said that to Karen.
Yes, I did. That's how depressed I was. That's what this horse not being in that race did to me. See, you have to understand something. When you're in the bar business, and I'm just in the restaurant and bar business, and they take away from you a golden opportunity, a moment that will never come again for another 1,000 years. And
oh, come on, man.
What do you mean, oh, come on, man?
In 1,000 years.
When all of the elements come together. Oh, God, it's like talking to you, Phil, is like talking to a... It's like talking to a mongoloid kid.
Hey, Ted, you know what? I'm going to hang this phone up.
No, you're not going to hang it up because I'm paying for this hour.
All right, well, then please watch your language.
I apologize to anybody who's... All right, I apologize to anyone who's mongoloid.
And we don't use that term anymore, do we?
I apologize to anyone with Down syndrome.
I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with you. There's a difference between a guy saying that, hey, you know what, I don't agree with you, and a guy that's that doesn't understand.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. 877-876-PHIL. Were they right in pulling that horse from the Belmont? I'll Have Another on Saturday, given the fact that so many events, so many restaurants, bars, and other places around the country, obviously, make a good business on days when there is a major sporting event in our country, whether it be a Super Bowl or a World Series game or, well, a shot at a Triple Crown. Ted Bell lost a lot of money, according to him. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right
Truth
back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Mongoloid.
Hey.
Controversial hours with on the Phil Hendry Show. We've been sponsoring the Phil Hendry Show for many years, and we enjoy it. Come on down and have a baseball steak. Let's talk about it. In Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's in Beverly Hills, as we discuss I guess what you're calling it is a catastrophe on Saturday. The fact that I'll Have Another was scratched from that race. The horse did not run, and therefore the horse Many people are saying the horse is going to live another day and sire a lot of little baby horses.
That was the point, though.
Hold on. And that the owners of that animal will recoup some of their money and their investment. And that's just sort of, if you just allow me to make this point, Ted, that's kind of their version of what you're saying. You know, it was a disastrous day for them, too. You know.
Oh, give me a break. See, that's the thing that I can't take.
Why?
Because that wasn't a... Are you kidding me? Those guys got more publicity for their business. They got more publicity for that horse. It is the end of an exciting run for them. The animal didn't win the Kentucky... what do you call it? It didn't win the Kentucky Derby. Why do you keep saying...
Triple... It won the Kentucky Derby.
All right, okay, I'm sorry, right. It won the Kentucky Derby, but they got a lot of play. Ted Bell... What did Ted Bell get? When you talk about I'll have another, and you talk about Ted Bell. All right, so let's go ahead and let's break this down. Okay? I'm going to sit down here for a minute. Can you hold on, Phil?
Yeah. Ted Bell talking with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Give me just pour a little Courvoisier in that glass right there. That glass. I want that glass there. Don't go back. Give me some Courvoisier, and bring me out a steak sandwich, will you? All right, Phil. I'm going to sit down, and I want to give this to you. Here is a horse that has been in the newspaper. It's been at the front of the news. It's been doing everything. Here's Ted Bell. Ted Bell comes in early every day and leaves late. The job is tough. As anybody that owns a restaurant will tell you, you got to do everything. And on top of that, I have to schmooze with the clients. I have to schmooze with my customers. Most nights I go home, and I will be very honest with you, most nights I go home and I am blind drunk. And why? Because that's what you've got to do. I have to be carried in my front door probably 6 nights out of 7. And
what, are you working 7 days a week?
Most of the time, yeah. But did you hear what I just said? 6 nights?
Yeah, I heard you.
6 nights out of 7, I'm carried into my front door. I'm just so absolutely soaked. I mean, if they pulled my blood, 100 proof, straight Applejack. That sounds like it's fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like being put out to stud.
Well, no.
No, that's what you said, man. You said all that horse is all, he's going to have sex for the rest of his life after they read him fairy tales. Well, you getting hammered every night sounds like fun.
Really? Do you think getting hammered every night and making an ass out of yourself, this is part of my job. I own this restaurant. If I don't drink with the customers, they're going to think I'm half a you-know-what. It starts with F, it ends with G, it's 3 letters.
Okay. Let me get a phone call.
What? I'm sorry?
Let me get a phone call here, 877.
Whoa. What is that supposed to be, a phone call? I'm trying to explain something to you. I sat down, I got a steak sandwich coming. What is that? That's not a steak sandwich. That looks like, I don't know what that is between the bread. But that ain't steak. You gonna give me an argument? Hold on, Phil.
I can't hold on, Ted.
Wait, are you giving me an argument? See those pieces of bread?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm about to kill somebody. Get it out of here. Get it out of my sight. What do you mean I have to eat it? All right, so I just was brought something that if I brought it to you, you would probably take a baseball bat and try and kill it. They brought it to me. Oh.
I'm sorry you're having a tough night, Ted.
Forget it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go on the line here. Lloyd. Go ahead, Lloyd. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
That's what I told the man on the phone.
What is that? So you're on the air now, sir.
All right. I wanted to talk to the restaurant owner because I was very much in love with a little girl by the name of Ann Rutherford.
Does this have a point, Phil?
Go ahead, sir.
What's that?
Do you have a point, sir?
I've got a point. And the point is this. When I was a young man, I fell in love with a little lady by the name of Ann Rutherford. She was on the movies. Okay, do you gentlemen know who I'm talking about?
Never heard of her.
Yes, I do, sir.
You've never heard of her?
No, I wouldn't know. No.
I've heard of her, sir.
You, Mr. Henry, you've heard of her?
Yes, she passed on. She was an actress.
Yes, she was an actress. She was the loveliest creature I'd ever put my eyes on. She died today. Now, did Ted Bell call me up and say, I'm sorry, Lloyd, to hear that Ann Rutherford died. No, he's worried about his bar and restaurant, and he doesn't even have the common decency to worry about a horse.
God.
Ann Rutherford, in Gone with the Wind, represented a time and a place in American history that doesn't exist anymore.
Right, slavery.
You go to hell.
All right, so I don't have to take...
Well, hold on. Hold on, okay?
I don't have to take this from some fossil.
Hey, let me tell you about fossils, my friend. I fought for this country in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And all I'm telling you is this. You fell in love with a woman on a movie screen.
And you fall in love with a horse? I'm not in love with it. I want to see it win. Do you understand? And I wanted to see Ann Rutherford win. And to be as enamored as you are, what is that music?
That's the end of the hour, sir.
Well, it's very annoying. Could you not end the hour?
We're going to end the hour. Thank you.
I don't want to end the hour either.
Well, we're going to have to. Thank you. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more news, including some very, very interesting events around the Kings winning the Stanley Cup tonight. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And Rutherford.
Phil Hendry.
Who is older than me.